When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, happy Monday to you. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Big day tomorrow. It's one of the sort of benchmark days for our cluster, for all our stations during the year, and we do it every year. So it's Feed the Need. Let me welcome in right now a friend of our station, a friend of all of our stations here, and that's Jana Drexler. She's a spokesperson for Giant Eagle. Hello, Jana. How are you?
Hey, Colin. I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Great. Tomorrow, big payoff day. We've been talking about this, and then it seems to kind of goes real fast, and it's a big whirlwind. Giant Eagle has been involved with us since the inception for a long time. Why is it important? Because I know you always tell me it's important because Giant Eagle has roots here, but further than that, why is it important for Giant Eagle to team with us for Feed the Need?
Absolutely. Like you said, we have our roots in Pittsburgh. We're a Pittsburgh-based company. This is where our corporate office is, where a lot of us all work between the corporate office and all of our Giant Eagle and Market District locations. So beyond this being, I'll say, a company initiative, when you think, oh, Giant Eagle's a big company, of course they would do things like this. I think beyond that, Giant Eagle is made up of a lot of people who have neighbors, who have friends, who are part of these communities. We all live and work in these communities. And that means that based on statistics alone, probably everybody who works at Giant Eagle has known or come in contact with somebody who is food insecure. And by that matter, a lot of us have who live here in Pittsburgh, because it is such a big problem in our community that I think doesn't always get the type of attention that some other issues do. So there are a lot of people who are really struggling to figure out maybe where their next meal is going to come from, how they're going to afford lunch for their children. And I have to imagine that that is not a good feeling. So I think this is a great opportunity for all of us to step up and say, no, I don't want my neighbor to feel like that. So let's do something about that. And if everybody can sort of bring that mentality together, you can make big things happen.
Yeah, I agree. And we come together tomorrow for Feed the Need. You guys at Giant Eagle are a vital part of that. One thing, there are so many numbers that we go over tomorrow. And a little part of that, to be quite honest, Jana, is sort of a shock value to stun people into saying, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was that bad, and then compel them to potentially give. Another part of giving those numbers is to just give kind of a lay of the land. One number that stunned me was this. Of all the food distributed, 36%, that's 16 million pounds, was fresh, healthy produce last year. We're not just always talking about canned goods, or we're not talking about things that you can keep forever. People still need to have nutritious meals as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we feel really strongly about at Giant Eagle. When you think about somebody who is under-resourced and trying to figure out how to put the pieces together to put food on the table for themselves, for their families, they don't deserve healthy, nutritious, well-rounded meals any less than anybody else. So that's something that we really try to reinforce, and when we make our donations to the food bank and work with.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Them on things like that, that's really become an increasingly large focus to make sure that not only are we coming together to put food on the table for people, but to put really good, high quality, nutrient dense food on the table for people. So their families can have a well-rounded meal just like anybody else who would go to the grocery store and put their own meal together. So that's something that we feel really good about. And we have an amazing partner, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, that really makes all that happen.
Yeah, Jana Drexler, Giant Eagle spokesperson, on with us right now. I want you to dive into that a little more, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, the people who have not been out there, not seen their operation, and also your choice to partner with them. It feels as if it doesn't feel as if, but it's a trustworthy organization. It's one that turns a one-to-one, i.e. they get money, they flip it right into people in need. And all of that in kind of your – Giant Eagle could choose to partner with a lot of people. Why them?
So we will say time and time again how lucky we are as an organization who is passionate about fighting food insecurity, how lucky we are to have a partner like Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank who not only shares that passion, but they are able to stretch every dollar so far. Like you said, it's that one-to-one, but they take a dollar. And a number that always impresses me is a $1 donation, when put in the hands of Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, can actually turn into three meals. And I think that's just such an impressive number, and one we always like to try to drive home during the radiothon, especially because the donations do not have to be large. Because the food bank is so well-equipped in this line of work, they can stretch that dollar, and it's just an organization that is filled with really wonderful, caring, giving people at its core. And then they are so well-resourced to do this work and be the boots on the ground. They have amazing programs in place. They have an incredible facility, and they're really making the magic happen once they put together those pieces of dollars donated, product donated, and getting connected with the people who need those resources. It's really incredible to watch the work that they're able to accomplish happen.
Tell me about the sense of buzz that you have for tomorrow, for events like this, for things. You know, it's one thing to partner, and stuff trickles in all year, but these big punch kind of single day booms that can help people out.
Absolutely. We're always so excited when the Feed the Need Radiothon comes around, because it's really great to bring together the radio stations that you guys represent, the food bank, Giant Eagle, all of these organizations that team up. I know that historically a lot of other local Pittsburgh businesses and business owners jump in and they donate, and they really help us to create this really unique moment of impact that not only ends up with a really great, amazing, large donation number at the end of the day. It also, we take a day, we take 2 days to really dive into those numbers and help people think a little bit differently about the need, and help people put into perspective just how many people around us in our own neighborhoods are struggling. So it's not only the donations that come out of it, but I think the awareness that can kind of get people thinking about how they can help out on more than just one day a year. So I think that's another really great benefit of it.
Awesome. Great stuff. Appreciate it as always. Tomorrow's a big day, and we thank you for your help as always. Jana Drexler, thank you so much, Jana.
Thanks for having me. We're looking forward to tomorrow.
Absolutely. We are too, and we will talk to her. We'll talk to Brian Goulish from the food bank. We'll talk to a gazillion other people and people who want to give. Tomorrow, like I said, a big day, and it gets going at 6 a.m. all the way and through the end of our show. It'll be the focus of our programming, and we want to raise a big, big meal total for the people right here in Western Pennsylvania.